is back to reality.
It's the show where we discuss the most topical of topics, the most controversial of controversies, and the most important affairs of affairs.
Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners, you're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is Back to Reality. I'm your humble host, Muzaffar Haider. Here in the studio today, we have with us two very, very special guests. On my right, we have Sister Asma. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum.
And on my left, Sister Zainab. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam and assalamu alaikum from my end.
Sister Zainab, I've met you before, I've worked with you before, but could you give a brief introduction to about yourself? I mean, who are you? Where have you come from?
I am Zainab Askari. I am from the Indian occupied Kashmir, and I'm like done with masters in linguistics from Kashmir University, and then I came to Iran. It's been 7 years I'm here. I am studying Hausa right now.
Uh-huh. So linguistics, you're going to be dealing with like
the rules of translation, phonetics, syntax, okay, morphology, what we do in like Sarf and now stuff.
You're my teacher then. Sister Asma, is it? Where are you from? Who are you?
Well, I am from Iran. And I study English literature.
So there's a famous phrase, you know, you've all heard it, I think, therefore I am. So it's to do with philosophy and the idea of existentialism. So bearing in mind that this idea does exist, that because I can think, it proves my very existence.
Yes.
I want to talk about something which on the surface appears to be something completely and entirely different, which is the idea that we can judge others, okay? I have the ability to judge others, right? I can judge you, sister. I can judge you, sister. Therefore, I can. Why can't I? What's wrong with judging other people?
To start with judging, I would say that judging in some levels is good. And also, it's a power that we have. It's an ability of our brain. We have a brain, and those brain cells do the interpreting. So it's pretty much natural to judge people, to judge situations. But to extreme levels, when it leads to some bad behaviors and bad thoughts, when it becomes jealousy, it's not good. To some point, well, when it will improve you into a better person, into taking the good points of their behavior and then trying to develop yourself into their level, it is good. But when it starts to be something that eats you from the inside, that, okay, I judge them, they have this, they have that, I don't have, this is bad. Mm-hmm. This would turn into jealousy. When it turns into jealousy and when it eats you and when it bugs you a lot, it is bad.
But oftentimes when you see something bad happening in society, you see, for example, you see a sister whose hijab isn't good, right? And
yes,
you say, sister, your hijab isn't good, you know, fix your hijab. And then she says, don't judge me, only God can judge me.
Yes, but I'm seeing things. I told mm-hmm. you, when I see things, that's a pretty natural process. When I see something, I observe something, and my brain does the interpretation. And by those interpretations, some judges might come out. Some judgings would come out. So I think it's pretty natural to judge. It's a part of our nature. Mm-hmm. We judge, but we shouldn't take it to an extreme level.
Sisters,
that's too bad.
I agree that we should not take it to some extreme level. I think judging is okay because we need to select.
Yes, exactly.
We need to select. We are always in the process of selection. For example, we have to compare. If I'm, I need to admit my son to a school, I need to compare schools.
Yes.
I need to judge which school is good or which school is not good.
Which
I need
one
to select.
Is better?
I am always, like, since the childhood until my, like, until we die, we are always in the process of selection. And in this selection process, we judge at each and every phase of our life by comparing things. But when this comparing goes to some extreme end, like it, as sister pointed out, that it can lead us towards
yes,
jealousy.
Exactly.
It can
and
lead
we should
us
be
towards
careful.
Earthing. And we should be careful that we should not judge people on just some certain, like as you pointed out, some sister is without hijab
yes.
and she's telling us like, do not judge me. Only Allah can judge me. If she is okay, she has to take care of the society. She has to take care of other things.
She's responsible in society.
She's a responsible person. It's not like we are not like, if going without hijab was to be modern, then I think animals are the more modern.
We're not living privately. Whatever I do must have a reaction also. It creates a reaction in the society.
Yes. Amr bin Ma'ruf and Nahi as Munkar is good. Inviting people towards good and forbidding them from evil is good. You have to do that. Even Quran tells you, like we read in Surah Asr, like Wadawaso bil Haq, invite people towards truth and forbid them from evil, as it's our duty, but not to the extent that just on some appearance I'll tell this person is so bad or this society is so bad. See, we sometimes even judge a community on the basis of a particular person. You just see one, for example, I see. Oh, say for example, a person from a particular community, I see his behavior is not good, and on the basis of his behavior, I judge the entire community. I say that all people are like that. All people from this country are like that.
Generalization.
Yes, this generalization comes in, and there it's not good. And we have this concept of, you know, the day of Qiyamah. It's also the name is the day of judgment, which means the actual judge is Allah.
Exactly.
We don't need to judge people. I love that phrase by someone, I don't know who said that, but he said, like, if you want to judge me, put on my shoes, walk through the paths I went through, just bear all those thorns that that pained me, and then come and, you know, judge me.
We're just going to go for a short break. I think that's a good opportunity to go to a break.
This is IRIB English Radio. You're listening to Back to Reality.
What about before marriage? You have to judge a person before you go into a marriage with them, right? They could turn out to be a serial killer.
Yes, exactly. We have to judge.
We
shouldn't be unfair. The problem with judging is to be logical, not to be unfair, not to be cruel.
But how do you be logical when you're judging someone?
You have to think. You have to consider all the aspects.
Nick, what do you mean by all the aspects? Let's take this.
We are
not
all omniscient. We have to ask about that person, or we have to go through researches. We have to think, as Sister Zainab said, we have to consider the very fact that we have never been in their situation. Maybe if we have been in their situation, we would have done the same.
So, I think you have to spend your entire life with the other person. You need to analyze, and I think humans have the right of analyzing things.
We have
not
analytical
things.
Brains.
We need to analyze and then select. But we should not judge. Mm-hmm. I think judging is bad. Analyzing is good.
No, I think judging is good, but you have to be fair. You have to be a considerate person.
Well, we said that Allah is the judge, right? But Allah has given us certain faculties and, dare I say, certain traits of Allah. For example, if he
has given us the light of thinking.
Yeah, if he's merciful, we should try to be merciful.
Exactly.
If he is Hakim, we should also try to be Hakim. We should try to be wise.
In order to get closer to him, the more qualities.
Yeah, if he's the judge, then we should be a little bit judgy.
Fair enough. Because we even believe that
I told you. I do believe that we have been created like these judges. We can judge ourselves too. Every day we have to judge ourselves. So how can I ask my brain not to judge other people or other situations? Of course, it would do it so naturally.
Because I'm not living their life. I'm living my life. If I think I judge myself, it's okay. Because I need to analyze myself. But I don't think I should have this headache to judge other people, because even Quran stops you from that. Because Quran says in Surah Hujarat that stop searching in the lives of other people.
And
do
also,
not do
and also we have some sayings that says, do not do things that people would judge you, that will lead into judging. Mm. Don't do those things.
For example, if you're hanging around a place where they're selling alcohol, or a place of ill repute, you don't have the haqq.
You shouldn't expect people not to judge you.
You're hanging
around
bad places. People should judge you.
Exactly.
And they will judge you. You shouldn't do that.
But no, I'm just saying that we should not search in people's life. We should not have this headache of, like, you know, we are, like, I don't have any job at all. And then now I go and start researching in the other people's life, in their personal lives, in their day-to-day life.
That's
and then,
another sort of sickness.
Yeah, yeah, that's a sickness. And then when you start judging there, okay, when I started researching in her life, she does not have good relations with her husband. That means she is bad.
Yes.
We even, like, study that in Mantik and logic that if A is someone and B is his brother.
Yes.
A was intelligent. This does not mean B will also be intelligent.
Yes.
So this is what logic teaches you, that not to judge someone on the basis of prejudice, I guess.
Prejudice, well, yes, exactly.
Today we live in a world of social media and we see that people are presenting their own lives on social media, you know, and so they're presenting
exaggerated
how
life.
Great their relationships
yes.
are and how much nice, fancy food, I don't know, people post pictures of their sandwiches
yes.
and feel the need to post pictures of everything they have. This leads to a lot of the people judging one another. Right?
Yes, exactly.
So what are we supposed to do here?
There is also another notion which says, do not believe what your eye sees and do not believe what your ears would hear. It's true, we shouldn't believe what we see, but as I told you, when you are putting yourself in a situation that leads to judgment of other people, you shouldn't expect them not to judge you. You are putting yourself in that situation. If I'm too scared of being judged, then I should consider my behavior. I should be more careful about what I do.
Like you yourself said, like,
yes.
do not represent yourself in a way that people will judge you.
Exactly.
If we do not want to get judged, we should not even represent ourselves like that.
Yes, and I told you, you have to be so logical. When you say in social media, there are so many illogical shows that are unbelievable. So I don't think anybody would believe their happy faces on the social medias. We all are human beings. We have difficulties. Sometimes we cry. Sometimes we laugh. It doesn't mean that anyone's life is all pinkish and everything is so pitchy.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like that. Everyone has their problem. Maybe they don't show it, but it's there.
Sometimes we need people's judgment, especially in the political sphere, for example. You need people who are accurate judges of socio-political issues in order to make progress in the society.
Well, as I told you, all the human beings have the right of judging. But you, as the person who have picked that point for me to judge it, you are giving me special points. You are directing me into some certain directions. You're leading me into some certain directions the way you want me to judge you.
Mm-hmm.
You are leading me into a judgment that is your desire. In political ways, I think it's mostly like this. They
it's manipulated.
Yes. It's not my pure judgment. It's something you have provided me with a material that you know what the outcome is. So it's pre-decided.
I think media propaganda is like, you know, we have biased media, we have unbiased
exactly.
media, and we want people to believe their policies. It depends on
exactly.
the media policies. We want people to judge as per, and we target our material in the same way. We prepare our material in the same way. For example, I don't want people to know that what actually happened, but I want them to judge something else.
Exactly.
Then I use media techniques. Like I start from the second step. I don't say the first part of the story. I start from there's one technique called, you know, stepping from second
That's
step.
That's why I'm saying logic really matters.
Logic matters, yeah.
Yes.
For example, most of the people we have who only read headlines. They don't go into the entire
yes.
news. They only read headlines or the lead news.
They don't go
they
into
don't
the
go
depth
to the entire
then.
News. For example, we had some person who was, for example, killed because of racism. And then we had 11 officers who suspended. But, for example, they said, we don't want to work anymore. And when you see the media is jumping from this line, the news title was like, this racist murder case and 11
yes,
officers
yes.
gave suspense. For example, they gave resignation letter. But when we, you know, when we went through the whole news, we saw that the 11 officers did not give resignation just because the person was killed. They gave resignation because one of the officers did the racist move.
Exactly.
They were supporting the racist move, actually. But the news title is starting from second step technique. It wants people to judge from here. Like, see, these 11 officers.
Because they know the trick of the trade. They use it in a way that your judgment is clear.
A technique. So media uses techniques as per their own policy. Yeah. Yes. They want people to judge things as per their policies.
Yes. That's all we have time for. I know we wanted to discuss more. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Ya Allah, Ya Rabb al Alameen, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim, Ya Rabbi, let the Ummah rise again. يا رب العالمين يا رحمن يا رحيم يا ربي let the ummah rise again let us see daylight again once again